that break its rules, including those from President Trump. That news comes after multinational corporation Unilever announced it would boycott Facebook ads through the end of the year over what it called the amount of hate speech and divisive rhetoric on its platform. Salem Radio talk host Sebastian Gorka says Facebook's actions are part of a larger problem involving content control by social media giants.
The truth is today that there are two or three mega players in social media. It's the Alphabet company that owns Google and YouTube. It's Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, which is also Facebook owned. That's a cartel, or in certain instances, a monopoly.
Unilever owns such brands as Ben & Jerry's ice cream and Dove soap. The House approved a bill to make the District of Columbia the 51st state.
Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton says it's finally time for the people in the district to end being subjected to taxation without representation.
D.C. residents have been fighting for voting rights in Congress and local autonomy for 219 years.
Next up, the Senate, where Republicans like Arkansas's Tom Cotton are in the majority. He favors states like Wyoming over a much bigger D.C.
It has three times as many workers in mining, logging, and construction, and 10 times as many workers in manufacturing. In other words, Wyoming is a well-rounded, working-class state.
Cotton also criticized Democrats for prioritizing the statehood vote as demonstrations continue in the district. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says on Twitter that he has signed a strong executive order to protect monuments, memorials, and statues. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 730 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Factor pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Now streaming on SalemNow.com is the brand new film, Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad, a funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis. When confronted with the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce. Watch Selfie Dad at SalemNow.com and use promo code MOVIE to save 20%. That's SalemNow.com, promo code MOVIE.
Less is more. This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670. It's 5:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The mask mandate is officially underway here in Nevada. The governor's order comes after months of encouraging people to voluntarily wear those masks while in public. You should be prepared to wear a mask just about anywhere outside your home, including public spaces, public transportation, and at work. Businesses must adhere to a no-mask, no-service policy and have the right to refuse service to anyone not wearing a mask, and then can ask them to leave. The moratorium on residential evictions and foreclosures in Nevada, put into place back in March due to the coronavirus outbreak, will be discontinued in phases. The moratorium had been set to expire on June 30th. The governor's latest directive allows residential evictions and foreclosures to resume in full come September 1st. The governor continues to urge landlords and tenants to work together on repayment plans. The timing on new rules for mortgage lenders has been changed. They can resume charging late fees and starting eviction actions beginning on the 1st of July. Well, more hotel openings to come. Delano Las Vegas, the non-gaming hotel next to Mandalay Bay, is opening July 1st. The hotel will open the same day as Mandalay Bay, Aria, the Mirage, and Park MGM.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams here, a little after 5 o'clock, we're getting some moderate flows there on the Beltway, 215 west at Gillespie, 215 west at Valley Verde. Some slowing through the resort corridor, Interstate 15 northbound at Sunset, and 15 southbound at Owens.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour, brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Call 702-546-8767. Ask for Summer. She'll answer all your questions, and she'll tell you how she fixed my impingement of my left rotator cuff with just six treatments. Six treatments. If you've got chronic pain, make the call right now. You don't have to carry it into the weekend with you. Call 702-546-8767. Make your chronic pain go away. Make the call now. She's waiting for your call. Call Summer right now, 702-546-8767. Many of you, within the sound of my voice, are owed tens of thousands of dollars from Dieter, better known as the unemployment folks. They have totally screwed it up. And there are a lot of you that are delinquent in your rent, in your car payments, in so much of what you owe because the state screwed up. It's not your fault. It's the state that screwed up. Paul Auster is an expert in credit repair and the owner of a credit management firm called Better Qualified in Eatontown, New Jersey. And Paul joins us. Paul, how you doing, sir? Thanks for sticking around the office for us tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's important stuff.
Let me just ask you, this is nobody's fault, but we've got tens of thousands of people right now, this hour, that don't know how they're going to pay their rent on July 1st. Does it matter? I mean, in the world of credit, does it matter that it's not your fault?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's a blame game. The reality is, you know, a divorce decree does not supersede the original creditor's agreement. If you signed a lease that says you're going to pay that rent on time every month for 36 months, 60 months, 2 years, 1 year, you're obligated for that. Now, we're going through unprecedented times. So if you can't pay your rent, then you have to seek out help. What you can't do is what I call go into bunker mode, you know. You don't answer the phone calls. You don't answer the mail. You don't answer the door. And that's just not the way to go about this. So there are lots of programs out there to help people pay their rent, you know, get in touch with the landlord and figure something out. That's really what has to happen here.
Paul, what happens, though, when you do fall behind? Your credit rating goes way down. Explain the process of how people's credit is essentially destroyed And even in this case, they're owed $1,000 a week by the state, and the state's not paying. Explain how that works with your credit score and FICO and Experian and all those people.
Yeah, so unfortunately, it happens very quickly. So I'll use myself as an example. Since I started Better Qualified 16 years ago, I haven't missed a payment in 16 years. If I had to miss a credit card payment, and I got a 30-day late payment, which means I didn't make the payment before the next due date, that's when it gets reported to the credit reporting agencies. If I didn't do that, I could easily lose 25, 50, 75, even up to 100 points, depending upon what my credit profile looks like at that point in time. So, again, if you don't need to use the programs, don't. If you have to, there are, like, your rent, if you miss 1 month's rent, it's not going to get reported to the credit bureaus. So if you need to use your security deposit or something like that, you know, I don't want to say that's okay, but that's okay. If you have to miss your electric payment, your gas payment, your water bill, they don't report to the credit bureaus either, unless you ultimately go into collections and have a shutoff. But that's all been suspended right now, too.
Now, so, we've got something out here called forbearance, where you don't have to pay your rent for a month or two. But at the end of the day, you're going to owe all of that and more, are you not?
Well, there is a forbearance period, which typically works like this. There's a finite period of time, 1, 2, 3 months. At the end of the forbearance, typically all the payments that you've skipped are due at that point. It's like a mini balloon loan. A deferment typically means that the payments are simply going to extend the term of the agreement. That is what consumers want. A forbearance is okay. It's going to buy you, a couple of days in reality, but where are you going to get all the money at the end of the 1, 2, or 3 month period? So take a deferment if you can get it, because it's just simply going to extend the terms of your agreement right now. And I say this to everybody with a grain of salt. Cash is king right now. You know, try and hold on to as much money as you possibly can. If you own a home and you can pull out equity at these rates, it's like free money. So if you have good credit, you could literally get a cash out refi for about 3%. That money wouldn't cost you a dime if you took it and put it into some, 10-year bond or a CD or something like that. So people need to be very, very careful with their money right now.
Again, Paul Oster joining us. He is with the management firm Better Qualified in Eatontown, New Jersey. Are you seeing in your practice, people whose credit scores are being destroyed by this pandemic?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we've already seen some forbearance reportings and some late payments where clients had, got an agreement to have payments deferred, but yet the companies are still reporting it as delinquent. So a lot of it is technology, these automated systems, and somebody just didn't shut off your auto pay or whatever it was, and they mark you late. And again, that's 25, 50, 100 points off of people's credit score. So I'm very concerned as to what's going on regarding the credit reporting industry, the credit bureaus themselves, the FICO scoring model. If they don't change how they operate, then we're in trouble as consumers for a while.
I want to ask you about people whose credit scores have plummeted over the course of the last 3 or 4 months, and what it is that, what is the first step? What is the low watermark where people can say, okay, I am really screwed. I can't buy that car I want. I'm going to pay more for that apartment because my credit score isn't any good. Can you talk a little bit about what that first step is?
Yeah. So credit scores, typically 580 was the floor in getting approved for a mortgage. That's really now a 620, a 640. Basically, anybody below a 740 is going to pay risk-based premiums. I mean, a 720, which is a great credit score, you will not get the same interest rate as somebody that has a 740. So now is the time, believe it or not, for people, we all have to take a step back and realize nobody built a long enough runway for this crash. We all should admit, you're supposed to have 6 months of emergency reserves. Most people didn't make it 30 days. When this thing hit and things shut down, people panicked. They couldn't make the next payments because they were living paycheck to paycheck. And I get it. I'm kind of guilty. So now is the time to think about the household budget. Put something in place so you don't look, I'm not a doomsayer, but what if this happens again? What if the flu season is bad? So just plan for the pandemic and the emergencies like we've been told since day one. Have a six-month reserve, whatever that means to you. So right now, families should be, put the board games away when you're done and figure out your household budget, because we have to cut the subscriptions for $19.99, $12.99. Little Jimmy plays Xbox. That's $24.99.
You mean you're going to cut my Netflix? You're going to cut my Netflix?
Listen, I don't know what subscription. So again, it's very intimate and on an individual basis. But start to figure out what you're going to cut, because that's the only thing we can really control are the expenses. So put some cuts in those expenses. Apply those savings towards your debt. Get out of revolving credit card debt as quickly as you possibly can. And, that's how we move forward.
Now, when you said earlier, you said that cash is king. Does that mean if you're sitting on a lump sum of money that you may have gotten from the unemployment people or others? I mean, you're talking about $1,000 a week. That's pretty darn good. Are you better off just having that in a checking account, or are you better off paying a credit card off?
Well, you're always better off paying off a certain amount of your credit card debt. So, depending upon what those interest rates are, what is the debt service costing you, and could you roll that debt into some other, debt vehicle? Could you get a CD, borrow against a CD, pay off some debt? So there's some creative things that people can do, but focus on your credit card debt. It's called debt stacking. You pay off one credit card at a time. You have to make the minimum payments on all your cards, but if you have an extra $100 every single month, a big mistake that people make is they pay 25 extra on this card, 25 extra on that card, 25 extra, because it makes them feel good that they paid down four different cards over the minimum payment. But mathematically, take that and the entire $100 and put it towards the card with the highest interest rate and just keep paying that card down while you're paying the other minimums. And as soon as that's done, you move on to the next card. And that's called debt stacking. It's been proven mathematically. That's how you get out of credit card debt.
More coming up with Paul Auster. He is the expert on credit repair, and a lot of folks right now all across the Las Vegas Valley are faced with that challenge. He is the owner of credit management firm Better Qualified in Eatontown, New Jersey. We'll talk about what they do and what they don't do. We'll do that coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIBCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIBCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIBCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, who do you call? The funny lawyer? The angry, aggressive lawyer? The lawyer that your mom's brother's friend's cousin recommends? No, call me instead. I'm the guy the insurance companies don't want you to call. Really, they really don't. I can help you, and I won't take more money than you at the end of your case. Check it out.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer. Less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping their huge inventory across 3 giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us on this Friday afternoon as we get your weekend started. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. Joining us, Paul Auster. He is the expert in credit repair and the owner of a credit management firm called Better Qualified, and joins us. How long does it take to repair your credit? So, somebody sitting with a 570 score, and they want to be at 700. How long does it take them to do it, usually?
So usually it's 6 to 12 months. Even people out of a bankruptcy, believe it or not, you know, day one out of discharge, if they focus on all the right things, again, the idea is not to go back in the same behavior. If you don't change your behavior, you know, unfortunately, we see lots of folks that wind up coming back into credit repair or bankruptcy. So figure out how to stay out of that bankruptcy. And I can't stress it enough. Get that household budget in place as quickly as possible. It's only a matter of when, not if. So I tell people all day, every day, you can repair your own credit. You really can, but it takes time, it takes effort, and some people choose to hire professional services. So that choice is up to you. You know, you just have to figure out and make a decision that you want to start doing that today.
Let me just ask you, this whole notion of credit repair, and it's an industry that has been fraught with some controversy over the years. Can you talk a little bit about the industry and most everybody on the up and up, or are there problem children?
Well, there's still some bad actors out there, but I'll tell you this. You know, the AGs in most of the states performed in New Jersey. It was called the Clean Sweep. I'm a member of NACSO, the National Association of Credit Services Organizations. I've been down at D.C. a couple of times myself. I've spoken on Capitol Hill at a government affairs conference, because in the United States, credit repair organizations are unregulated, and that's a problem. I'm the first person to say that. 16 years ago when we started this, you know, I had some close counsel to me say, Paul, a credit repair, you know, you're going to wind up going to prison. I said, why? So a lot of bad actors, unfortunately, have come through. But if you find a reputable company that actually does what they say they're going to do, it really is worth the service should actually pay for itself through better interest rates and again, the education and tools to not wind up back in the same position.
Paul, in our final couple of minutes, to the people that are upside down, the people that have been denied their money from what we call out here Dieter, it is the essentially the unemployment people. They're owed upwards of $1,000 a week. I'm going to give you a minute or two if you need it. Give your best advice of what they can do to end up out of trouble and with their credit score at least reasonably intact.
So don't give up, right? If you're owed money, if you filed a legitimate unemployment claim and you haven't been paid, keep fighting. Don't forget to use your local representatives to help you fight the fight, because that's why they were elected in the first place. So start with some hyper-local organizations in your town, in your county, in your state. Reach out to those representatives, the people that their staff, let them know what's going on and that you need help. And 9 times out of 10, maybe even more, you're going to get the help that you need. So, you know, stay the course and fight the good fight. And if you're truly upside down, again, I can't stress it enough, to continue to reach out to the creditors and try and work something out. Look, there is no debtor prison. Bankruptcy is not the end of the world. A Chapter 13 bankruptcy can be used to save somebody's home from foreclosure. Now, it has to make sense moving forward. You know, can the person ultimately, if they had all their debt erased and all this other stuff happened, could they afford that home? Yes. Then use a Chapter 13 bankruptcy to save your home from foreclosure. So, you know, I think we've all learned a valuable lesson. We have to take care of ourselves. Don't wait for the government. Don't wait for anybody else. Be responsible for your debt. Be responsible for your credit. Be, you know, responsible for all of that stuff, because you can't ignore it. It doesn't go away. It only gets worse. So answer the phone, open the mail, answer the door, deal with this head on. And I'm telling you, it doesn't take 7 years to fix your credit. It doesn't take 7 years. All of those things are myths to me. So within 12 to 24 months, as bad as it could possibly be, you'd be better. You know, you'd be back. It's like Servpro, like it never happened.
Can I assume, do you service clients outside of New Jersey?
We do. We have a nationwide platform.
Okay, very good. And if folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
The easiest thing is to go to our website, which is betterqualified.com. And there's a, you know, whole free service, consultations, everything that we've talked about here is available for free if they download it. But if they want a consultation and credit analysis, that's free, too. So just, you know, fill out the form and somebody will call you back and figure out whether or not we can help you.
Paul, thank you so much. I know to those who are hopeless and they say, hey, I've got rent payment due on the 1st of July and I don't have it. And Dieter hasn't come through with any money for like 3 months. And we're just, It is good to know that there is help out there. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend. And thank you so much. And again, that website one more time.
BetterQualified.com. And I will say this. I know it's easier said than done. But if money is the problem, it's not really a problem. You know, there are things that we can do to help everyone.